Good afternoon and welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History Through the Files of the Bunyip once again. And this is for Wednesday, the 25th of February. Gosh. And we're down in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre. I'm here with Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And Les and Jill working away in the background and they're raving. And it's lovely to be in this beautiful space.
Yes, it is.
Talking to someone, journalist from the Bunyip last week, in fact.
And oh, yes.
Telling her that, you know, and she's one of the people that quite often does do the looking back
comments. Oh, really? So, oh, okay.
So I was quite excited about that.
Yes.
It's nice to actually chat about it.
It's a useful and interesting column, always. It's been part of the Bunyip for as long as I can remember.
I found they started doing it a long time ago. I mean, I think it was 50 years ago.
Yeah, oh, right.
It was a long time ago.
Oh, it was a heck of a long time.
Yes, yeah. So it's gradually, soon will be maybe another 30 years. We may not still be doing it by then.
I don't know that I will be. Yeah. Ambitions.
Ambition, exactly.
Yeah, ambitions, yes.
So I will kick off with 150 years ago, a public school for Gawler.
Yay.
Yay. We have to chronicle the fact, which will be of interest to all our readers, that the first step has been taken towards increasing the supply of the requirements of this district in the matter of education. An official visit has been paid to the district by the Honourable E. Ward, Minister of Education, and Mr. Hartley, the President of the Council of Education, under the Act which has recently passed the Legislature of South Australia. And, of course, it's massive. This is free, well, not quite free,
yeah,
but it is universal education.
Yeah.
It's finally education for everyone.
Yep.
And it's mandatory.
It's so important. And you see countries now shutting down on education and limiting women from education in some countries, and you just think, well, we have to be grateful for what we've got.
I think when you go somewhere to a country like Nepal and see what lengths people will go to get their children educated.
Yeah. Yeah.
People will put children into orphanages so they can get an education.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just really makes you realise how fortunate we are. And they do have schools. They do. They are. The government has tried to extend education in the last 20, 30 years, but limited funds. And
I think as long as you get your good basic education right.
Yes.
You those early formative years, and I'll say this in front of Jill, who's a retired teacher, it's so important to get those foundations right, because once you can learn to read and learn to write, learn to add up, learn all those really good basics, then you can go on and
teach
and
yourself.
It opens the world up. But unless you have those basics of reading and writing and arithmetic, it's so true, reading, writing and arithmetic.
Yeah, it is.
The three R's. Mm-hmm. Forgetting that arithmetic starts with an A, but, you know, let's not put too fine a point on it.
It always amused me that, the three R's when one started with an A.
Sorry? Oh, writing, yes.
One is an actual R. So only reading matters.
Yes, that is the onomatopoeia, isn't it? Is it onomatopoeia? The sound, yes. 100 years ago, another fire outbreak. On Sunday afternoon, at a period when the heat of the day was very depressing, a bushfire broke out on Mr. A.H. Riggs's Bentley estate, 11 miles south of Gawler, and for a time looked like assuming gigantic proportions. The appeal for help from Gawler met with a ready response, and by judicious burnings, the flames were confined to 200 acres of grazing country, although fine timber trees were lost. Wow, 200. It must have been a slow-moving fire, that's all I can say.
Yes.
You know, without the wind behind it, can be contained.
Well, that's what, you know, Pinery that day, the wind was intense.
That was shocking. It was shocking. It was the worst.
Because Riggs is a quite well-known name around the district. 11 miles south would have been around Smithfield, maybe further east.
About One Tree Hill?
Yeah.
Bentleys, did they go that far?
I might look that one up and see if I can get some more information about where that was exactly. 50 years ago, two councils merge. The district councils of Freeling and Mudlarua have agreed to amalgamate. The name chosen for the new local government unit is the District Council of Light. The decision was announced in a joint statement from both council officers last week. And it was sad, the end of Muddler River Council.
Yes, such a lovely alliterative, another alliterative name.
Yes, I love the name Muddler River.
Big Rabbit Road. I always want to live on Big Rabbit Road. I think that's just a stunningly good name.
I'm going to revive the name in my novel for a town, I think, the town of Muddler River. I don't know quite where the town of Muddler River is going to be yet, but it's going to be in there. I want to use the name. And, of course, Muddler River South came down to the bridge, the Williston Bridge. That was Muddler River South was covered all of Williston. But there was Muddler River and Muddler River South. But they all became, well, part of Muddler River South became part of Gawler.
25 years ago, things that go thump in the night. A lack of resources has been blamed for the buck passing between the Environment Protection Agency and local councils over the issue of gas guns. The frequent fire from the bird scaring service has many Northern Fringe residents at their wits' end and frustrated over a perceived lack of control from authorities. They're dreadful things. I hate them.
Yeah, there was one, I don't know what it was, it seemed to be out to the rest of us. We'd hear it quite often of a night, and then you'd hear the birds go mad. But I haven't heard it for years.
Yeah, well, we hadn't, you know, they have strict controls over how many firings in a minute and how many in a row and times of operation. Our neighbour, when we were living on the farm, and he was a horticulturalist and had, you know, irrigated crops, and he just left his gas gun going all night. It would go off every 3 minutes, three explosions, bang, bang, bang. And it was just like Chinese water torture. Is that,
yes.
Yeah, it was just like, it was torture. You couldn't reason with this bloke. He was fairly arrogant. And so one night it was going and I got in the car. I think I was wearing my pyjamas because the gas gun was about a mile away, but it faced our house. Mm. Flat plains and just used to bang and carry. Mm. I got in the car and drove down there, drove into the paddock, found the gas gun and just pushed it over. Mm. Stopped it. Went back, got a good night's sleep. And I heard a long time later that he was complaining bitterly that someone had destroyed his gas gun by pushing it over. I was like, yep, that was me. That was me. You don't want to stick by the law. You just put up with the consequences,
yes,
mate.
Yeah. So 10 years ago, Roseworthy Plan released. A new birth to year 12 school is the centrepiece of a multi-million-dollar gateway development proposed for Roseworthy. The Roseworthy Alliance, other parties comprising residential builder and developer Higginbotham Group, has released its long-term plans for the Roseworthy area included in Light Regional Council's Roseworthy Township Expansion Development Plan Amendment. And I assume the school they're referring to there is Trinity, not a public school.
Mm.
The golden T's, our neighbours used to refer to it as. They were both teachers in the public system. Well, that's it for this week.
That's it, Jeanette.
Until next week.
For all life's signs.